Boulder was one of several Front Range communities that extended its stay-at-home order until May 9th, after the governor eased restrictions for the state on April 26th. Boulder County Public Health Director Jeff Syak said Boulder County had 531 cases of COVID-19 as of Tuesday, is averaging 14 new cases every day, with a total of 34 deaths, most of those associated with long-term care facilities. Syak told council the department has received both angry and grateful calls from residents about the extension of restrictions. He says while hospitalizations in Boulder County remain relatively flat, there's one big milestone Boulder County needs to reach.
Our capacity really needs to be around 500 tests per day in order for us to go forward and feel comfortable that we have then the ability to find the cases that are in our community and then to control those cases. We are roughly at around 100, maybe a little more than 100 tests per day at this point.
Syak said testing is improving and will be expanded in the weeks ahead. That needs to be combined with residents continuing physical distancing, which could include a countywide order that face coverings be worn inside businesses after May 9th. The county hasn't firmed that up, but Boulder City Council passed such an emergency ordinance last night, with Councilmember Bob Yates asking for Syak's support.
Would you have any objection if the city put in place a masking order this week for indoor masking? I know that may be a few days or maybe a week or a week and a half before the county does, but do you have any objection if the city of Boulder does that?
No, I would support that.
The measure, approved by council, will require customers and clients of businesses to cover their mouths and noses in workplaces and spaces of public accommodation with a mask or other face covering such as a bandana. There was also discussion as to whether those hiking open space trails should be required to wear masks. Boulder City Manager Jane Brannigan recommended against it. She said park rangers are already having a tough enough time.
What our rangers have been experiencing on the trails has been quite a bit of negative behavior, both from people not following the social distancing rules and then other people harassing the rangers for not making other people follow the social distancing rules. So it's been a very difficult time for our rangers. And if they are going to be encountering people all over the place, sort of telling and complaining about other people, that is going to make their work so much more difficult. So we're asking that it not include the trails at this time.
Brannigan said there is signage at trailheads that encourages masks, along with a directive to stay 6 feet apart. And Dan Burke, director of Open Space and Mountain Parks, said compliance has improved.
And we're seeing that on weekdays, from a social distancing standpoint, we're starting to get about 80% compliance. On the weekends, it falls down to 60% because we have a lot of newcomers or a lot of people that are first-time visitors to our open space who may not sort of know what the expectations are. So on the weekends, that level of compliance falls off. When it comes to face coverings, we are well below social distancing in terms of compliance.
There was not sufficient support last night to mandate masks on open space trails, with Mayor Sam Weaver noting that transmission of the virus is much higher indoors than outdoors. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.